a very difficult, very painful time. But it was also, it was the behaviour, it was something that I had learned somewhere in my psyche that this was a behaviour that was comforting me. It was a useful place to go. It was a secure place to go. It was like my security blanket. So if something was gone wrong, then controlling food was my way of dealing with it, where somebody else might binge drink or comfort eat. I did the opposite. I starved. And I always had this feeling behind that I wasn't good enough. Some of it was just to do with events that were within family that I couldn't control. If I can't control what somebody else is doing or saying to me or with me, well, then I could control the food, you know. And there was a whole issue around self-esteem, a whole issue about not feeling good enough. It was also very strict, disciplined family. So, you know, I was in some ways trying to break out of that. Certainly when I got to 16, I was losing weight and I was attending a general hospital and for abdominal pain. And the only thing I remember about it, a lot about that time, was saying that, you know, it was a medical clinic, a nurse would weigh me, and they would sort of automatically say I had lost weight, and I was delighted that I had lost weight, but nobody seemed to know why. So I had lots of horrible investigations done for things, and there was actually nothing wrong with me, and it was a psychological disorder. I went nursing then when I was 18, and I was happy. I was doing what I wanted to do, and I was in control. Which so then the worrying about weight and believing that I was fat kind of went into the back of my head. It didn't figure. And so for the next sort of best part of 10 years, I was always slim. I was never overweight, I wasn't underweight. Then by the time I was 30, I became separated fairly traumatically. And I think after a year, I headed into very severe depression, anorexia, self-harm. And that went on for another 10 years. And that was when, you know, it really took hold of me. Now, there were times during that 10 years that I went to overweight because of the drugs I was put on, but it was a constant battle. I spent more time in that 10 years in psychiatric hospital than out of them, so much so that my two children were taken and put into foster care from me, and that was very hard. It was very hard to have the motivation to get well if everything had been taken from you.
That must have been very difficult to deal with.
It was very, very hard to think that, okay, it was fine if they were going to be looked after while I was being hospitalised. But when I came out and had to go back to an empty house to spend Christmas on my own, not to have my children with me, was extremely hard. And I mean, I don't think I'll ever forget the feeling, the awful loneliness I had at the time. The other thing that was very hard was that they were both in two different homes, and they were in two different towns, which made it very difficult to see them. My younger child came back fairly quickly because he wasn't happy in the placement he was in. The older one was finding very difficult, and she opted to stay in foster care because she couldn't cope with sort of a mother that was kept coming and going. She had no stability, and at least staying here she had stability. Things were settling down for her, so she stayed on, and that was very difficult for me to take. I had to sort of let her go. It was her decision, and she was 14, 15 at the time, so I missed out on an awful lot of her growing up years. But then at 16 she decided to come home herself, which, you know, that was lovely. And actually the three of us are an extremely close unit now. We're actually closer than a lot of families, and have terrific open relationships and can talk very openly about the past. And I think we have talked, not constantly, about things like, you know, where I would sort of say, feel that I'd let them down or that I had been missing for sort of important times for them. And they don't see it like that. There is no blame attached. They missed me, and they just wanted me to be well again, and just to be the person I am. And that's a lovely feeling. you know, that there is no blame there and that there is no sort of reproaching, and, you know, it's, we just get on with what we have now.